it's Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle got jokes. Kyle got jokes. Okay.
Is this Kyle trolling me for the Sixers?
Yeah.
That's what's going on here.
The first cut is the deepest.
Just buy in, guys. Nah. Come on. You got to jump in.
Do you know who this is, Hugh?
No.
No guesses?
I have no clue.
No?
No.
I don't know too many like standalone female artists.
Sheryl Crow.
I couldn't think of her name.
Well, sure.
Wasn't she married to Lance Armstrong?
I don't know. Maybe. What?
Maybe not. Did I just totally mess that up? I thought she was married to Lance Armstrong. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
She was. I think Lance Armstrong was married to an artist. I think it probably was her.
Yeah, I thought it was. But I could be totally wrong. But for some reason that sounded right to me. 215-592-9494.
Just go off five.
Yeah, it's fine. We're not about accuracy here anyway.
No,
so it doesn't matter. what, she wasn't married to him? Where she was?
No,
you're not.
His current wife is Anna Hansen.
Okay. I'm
trying to see how many wives he had. It literally only had one.
Okay. Well, I was wrong about it. Take the L and move on. Happens.
I think he probably was smashing her. Let me see.
This is the midday show. Tom Kelly and for Joe Giulio alongside Hugh Douglas.
A little bit. Dude.
Yep. All good. We're talking a lot about the Eagles today. Do you think the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFC?
I think they got kids. They don't have any kids together.
Okay, but they were together.
They were
at one point.
Good job.
How about that?
Good job.
All right.
Wow. All right. So he was smashed.
And we got that huge gem out of this. So aren't you happy I brought it up? Yep.
All right.
Heck of a day so far.
Will we be on the air tomorrow?
Hugh's had a couple moments today. Earlier, Kyle looked like he was going to, pass out in there.
Yeah,
earlier.
Twice now.
Yeah.
No, because of what I thought I was about to say. I wasn't about to say it.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
You had to catch yourself.
Okay, maybe.
Yep.
Did say it this time,
but I didn't say it.
Yeah.
So. But, speaking of us not being in studio tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
At Klondike Cakes, I wonder what kind of fun drink names they're going to come up with for the Halloween spirit.
Oh, that's always fun, yeah.
Yeah, because I can't remember the exact names that they had for the drinks they had for Christmas. But they had some fun names.
Are you a big Halloween drink guy? Do you like,
I don't like to do mixed drinks. I'm not a mixed drinks drinker.
All right. Maybe they'll name
a
drink
like
after.
I'm like a highball, beer and a shot.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Are you going to be at the game tomorrow night, by the way?
I thought you was about to say, I got to have a drink named up. Locker Room Punch. Locker Room Punch, Jack Blackberry.
Okay.
Locker Room Punch.
The Black Daniels.
Black Daniels. Blackberry.
Nice.
Am I going to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, the Delaware State-Norfolk State.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am going. As a matter of fact, Ike is asking me about, I think Ike's going to make an appearance. I don't want to speak for him. I don't want to speak out of turn, but he might be there. It's going to be a celebrity star-studded situation. There's going to be a lot of people there, man.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time, man. No question about it. I can't wait to see. I can't tell you how proud I am of both of those guys to see, the paths that their lives have taken after football, to see them coaching. Deshaun's doing a hell of a job down there at Delaware State. Unfortunately, Michael Vick had to fire his defensive coordinators, and he had to get his defense right. I think they're 2-5 right now, and Deshaun's 5-2, and I told him that they have a pretty tight schedule all the way through. They might be in Atlanta for the Celebration Bowl. Celebration Bowl is the SWAC against the MEAC. I'm speaking it to existence. So everybody here that went to Dell State, if they can finish this season out strong, they might be in Atlanta for the holiday, the Celebration Bowl. That'll be nice.
How about that? Nice. I'm gonna have to check out the line for that game.
Yeah, that's
tomorrow
gonna
night.
Be, yeah, I think I, without with all due respect, I think Delaware State gonna beat the brakes off Norfolk State.
Rough night for Coach Vick and the crew.
They put
Eagles and Norfolk State. Yeah. Tough day.
I don't know. I'm just saying, dude. They they dropped 70. Was it 70 on somebody a couple weeks ago? Yeah, they dropped some. They dropped.
Make sure
points.
You don't get it wrong here. Somebody's going to call you.
Somebody
they didn't drop 70 on anybody.
They dropped 65.
Look it up, you.
Yeah, look it up. Okay, let me pull that back. I'm a minute. They put a lot of points up on a squad.
Yeah, you got
it. And they disrupted somebody's homecoming this weekend. They were the homecoming. You know, they were the sacrificial lamb. Coach Jackson T said, no, not today. So, yeah, they're doing well, man. They're doing real well.
All right. Well, there you go. So, good stuff. Delaware State, Norfolk State, tomorrow night, DeSean Jackson versus Michael Vick. You want to get in, 215-592-9494. How are you doing the show? Are the Eagles clearly the best team in the NFC? I say yes. Hugh says no. There's still teams that are lurking who he believes are a threat, and mainly the Detroit Lions. Yeah. Mainly the Detroit Lions. Detroit Douglas.
Yep. Detroit Douglas. Yeah.
So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. And also, I am calling on and I can't believe I'm this guy, because a week ago, I was as negative as anybody.
Negative
it took
Nancy.
Four games for me to get in on the Sixers.
That
Open
means you're easy.
Your heart, as I believe Jeffrey Lurie said back in the day. Open your heart. Allow your heart to be broken again. The Sixers have a chance to win
those?
The East.
You know what they call those people, Kyle? That are easy? Floozies.
I'm a floozy? Did you call me a basketball floozy, Hugh?
Wow.
I feel like being messy.
You are being very messy.
They call those people floozies.
Man. I mean, I'm that easily won back.
No, I'm just saying. I get it. It's exciting to see, especially the year we had last year. When they started running the ticker last year when the Sixers were playing, about how many games Joel Embiid has missed. And if I'm not mistaken, he's missed more games than he's played. And I think that was the milestone that he hit last year. And he only played 19 games last year. And it was like, wow. That is some reflection right there. To be in the NBA and get a big contract a year earlier and then miss most of the season.
Well, how about this stat that I saw? This was Paul Hudrick of Liberty Ballers tweeted this out. Last year, the Sixers didn't win their fourth game until after Thanksgiving. This year, they've won their fourth game before Halloween.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, and I think what we do, we could go to the game, support Maxie, support VJ, support the young guys, and enjoy it. Go down there and enjoy it, man. Have a good time. Go to the Lexus Club and have a ball. Have some drinks.
But have expectations.
Fellowship
have expectations.
And enjoy some good basketball.
And have expectations.
And expect them to play well and be proud of them for playing well. And win the
Eastern Conference potentially. You
want to
get in on that. You want to get on that, you're welcome to. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Sixers are a legit threat in the East? And coming up in a few minutes here, we do have quarterback rankings for this week. Excited to put that together. Top 10 NFL quarterbacks as of week 8
people.
In the NFL. They do? Wacky and wild?
He put Spencer Rattler on there one day, who just got benched for Tyler Shuck.
Yeah. No. I put him on there the day he got benched.
Well, I think I can guess who's number one. It's got to be Jared Goff, right?
Never know.
Well, never know. Maybe a little bit of a spoiler there. 215-592-9494. Let's go to William in Jenkintown. What's up, William?
Hey, TK. I'm terrified of Detroit. I'm like you, Douglas. They scare me. Every time I watch them, I just get scared because I feel like they're going to score every single time they touch the ball. And so I'm in the camp with Hugh Douglas, who is having an A-plus Hugh Douglas week from Monday to today. Monday we got Sopo off of Douglas talking like Bryce Harper, and today we're just getting everything out of Hugh's mouth today. And I love it. That's why I love that man.
Well, thank you very much, sir. But wait a minute, William. We're not afraid. We're not afraid of the Detroit Lions.
I'm afraid.
We're not afraid.
You don't speak for William. He's afraid.
Okay, we're not afraid. We just respect their work so far this season.
Not William. Hugh's afraid.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Terrified.
No.
You can respect them all they want. They got me in the fetal position, scared of them.
Not the fetal position. You shouldn't tell anybody that.
William, did you watch the playoff game last year?
Nobody can hear you.
Goff is a choker. He's going to choke in the playoffs like he always does. Don't worry about it.
Elliott, show to camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. They just, every time I watch them, they just look scary, and they just look like they're going to score every time they touch the ball.
Well, the Chiefs beat them.
You got to calm down, my man. They beat the Wizards by 1 point last night, and the Wizards are worse than my 12-year-old brother's basketball team, okay? I mean,
on the second night of a back-to-back, William, they had to fly all the way down to D.C.
Fly.
You know?
They fly from home.
From home.
They caught a train.
It's probably a 40-minute plane ride down there. But then you're sleeping in a hotel. You know, you got all these moving parts. You're down 19. I thought it was impressive they didn't quit. They fought back last night.
Well, I guess a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
They did fight
I'll
back.
I'll believe it when I see it.
They did fight back, though. I do like the resilience that they
showed. So what are your expectations for this season, William?
32 wins and get a top 10 pick, hopefully.
32 wins? They're not going to have 32 wins?
You got more
32
than
32 wins. Bet on it then.
All right. Well, bet you.
You bet on it.
Okay. I'll bet you they win more than 32 games. How about that?
Okay. What's the prize?
I don't know. What are you going to give me? Because I'm going to win.
I'll take you to lunch with you and your little wife.
You're my little wife.
That's disrespectful.
I appreciate the call.
You can't go to lunch
with
me.
I'm not going to lunch now. My wife's not listening.
Wife.
She'll take offense to that.
That was your little white day.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, 32 wins and a top 10 pick. That's not happening. This team is going to be a playoff team.
I think for the sampling size that it is, it's exciting to see. No question about it.
Well, do you think they're going to the playoffs? Do you think they have a chance?
I think they have a chance to go. I do. I don't know. See, because here's the reality, TK. You're still at some point going to integrate Paul George. I was about to say Paul Pierce. Paul George and Joel Embiid into this team. You can see it. Joel Embiid still has some pull because he complained about his playing time, and he got 25 minutes. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't remember seeing him on the court in the fourth quarter too much, or in overtime, because they were trying to get back in the game. So you're going to have to appease him on some level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's an issue. Like, if he forces the issue, what are you going to do? Because he kind of forced the issue the other night, and that's what you kind of worry about. And that might stunt the growth for these young guys.
Well, here's where I'm at with the Sixers. And I don't know if they're going to win the East, whatever. I'll make this guarantee after four games. They're going to be a top six seed in the Eastern Conference. I will guarantee they're a top six seed in the East. What do you think about that, Kyle? You in on that at least?
A guaranteed top six seed? Yeah, sure. That's fine.
That's a good accomplishment.
It's good. Okay, I'm not raising my expectations.
Okay. That was your expectation before the year?
I mean, sure. Six? Yeah. Why not?
All right.
I mean, you said it. The East is weak. I'm just not like going to fool myself into thinking that we're going to make a bunch of noise in the playoffs or do any damage and all that stuff. Like, just enjoy the ride.
I'm going to go to the game. I'm going to take my son to the game. We're going to sing Clap Your Hands, Everybody. We're going to do all of that. And we're going to have fun. And we're going to fellowship.
And if they lose, you're going to boo, because that's what we do. That's what we do.
I don't boo anybody ever.
And we're going to say, hey, get them next time, Thundercats. We're going to clap our hands.
Yeah.
This is definitely a you'll get them next time season
ridiculous.
For the Sixers.
Ridiculous.
I agree.
Absolutely ridiculous. All right.
Good job. Hey, way to go, fellas.
I'm too annoyed talking about the Sixers. Let's get to our quarterback power rankings for this week in the NFL. Top 10 quarterbacks in the league. And how about you start, Hugh?
You want me to start?
Well, who usually starts?
Well,
Hughes is usually the main event.
Okay. Well, I will start then. My apologies. I want to leave Hugh
get it together.
As the main event here. But number 10, I'll go with Bo Nix. Bo Nix, quarterback of the Denver Broncos, playing some pretty good football over the last few weeks. Had that big comeback win against the Giants. Crushed the Cowboys. Even the Cowboys' defense is pathetic. But I'll go with Bo Nix, number 10. Who do you got, number 10?
Who would I have, number 10? I have Bo Nix. Number 10. That's all we're doing? We're going back and forth?
No.
How about that? So,
10 to 1, and then Hugh goes 10 to 1.
Kyle doesn't like it that way.
You'll get him next time, TK.
My apologies. Jeez, I'm butchering this.
If there is a next time.
I'm sorry.
He's saying he's not going to let you do this again.
Kyle's very annoyed with me today. Okay, Bo Nix, number 10. Number 9, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, Seahawks coming off a bye week, having a little bit of a resurgent season with Seattle. Sam Darnold comes in at number 9. Number 8, coming off a strong performance on Sunday Night Football, Jordan Love. I kind of fluctuate between he's a top 5 guy. Is he, you know, around 15? So I'll put him right in the middle. I'll go with number 8 for Jordan Love. Number 7, guy was having a good year. Lost some momentum being on the bye week, so he falls down a couple spots. Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, number 7 on my quarterback rankings this week. Now, number 6, a guy who I wasn't really on my radar that much to start the year, but having a good year in, I'd say, you know, on the borderline of MVP conversation, I'll go with Drake May. Drake May, number 6 for the New England Patriots, having a strong year, one of the surprise teams in the NFL. I'll go with Drake May, number 6. Number 5, I've used boy. I'll go with Jared Goff.
Jared Goff.
Number 5 in the NFL right now, running that Detroit offense. Number 4. Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, after his best game of the year against the Giants, he comes in at number 4. Number 3, Josh Allen of the Bills. Obviously, they had a bye week this past week. Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks in football, having another MVP caliber season. Go with Josh Allen, number 3. Number 2, I'll go with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes kind of rounding back into form. The Chiefs playing much better than they did at the beginning of the year. But I have him number 2 because number 1, and this guy in my mind's got to be the MVP frontrunner right now. I'm going with Daniel Jones. Danny Dimes, the number 1 quarterback on my power rankings right now. Is he not playing like the best quarterback in football through 8 weeks? He is. They're putting up a ton
That's
of
a nice
points.
List.
Playing great.
That's a nice
Daniel
list.
Jones.
Are you ready for my list? Since,
I am.
Since
Please,
we're going
yeah.
from 10 to 1.
Well, 9 now since I said
it. I just want to say that, you know, when I give this list, this is my list. So y'all can get mad all y'all want, but it's mine. And I'm going to stick to that. So I already did. Number 10 was Bo Nix. Number 9 I have on my list is Justin Herbert. Number 8, coming in at number 8, we got Baker Mayfield. Mm. Number 7, we got my man Dakota Prescott. Number 6, got Patrick Mahomes. Number 5 on my list, we have that guy there in Seattle doing his thing, Sam Darnold.
Darnell.
Got number 4, Jordan Love. Number 3, my man, Jalen Hurts. Number 2, coming in, and again, this is my list, and I have my reasons for doing this.
This makes me feel like it's about to be bad.
Yeah.
And the more you keep couching it with, guys, it's my list.
It's my list. And I am allowed to do whatever I want to do because it's my list.
Your
Tyler
list.
Huntley, coming in at number 2. Number 1, Drake May.
Hold on. No.
Drake May.
I'm not allowing that.
Snoop
redo the list.
Number 2?
Redo the list.
I thought mine was wacky with Daniel Jones, number 1.
Redo the list right
this
now.
This is my list.
Right now.
This is my list. And I'm considering.
I should have dumped you.
Yeah. Man.
What
had a good
hell?
Game last week, man. Had a good game last week.
Come on, man.
Snoop Huntley, the second
Tyler
best quarterback
Huntley.
In the NFL.
Right now. As
wow.
of last week.
Wow.
In my list.
Shocking.
And I'm looking at you people with a straight face. Tyler Huntley, number 2. Balled out.
He is. He's a very serious face right now.
Yeah. Balled out.
Yeah.
Balled out.
All right. Well, there you go.
People are never going to listen to my football takes ever again.
Tyler Huntley, the number two quarterback in the NFL right
now.
You
are the worst.
Thank you.
Hey.
I strive for chaos on a daily basis.
In Hugh's defense, he did have a good game on Sunday.
Good game.
You know?
I strive for chaos.
You think quarterback controversy in Baltimore?
Yes.
When Lamar comes back?
Yes. No, not at all.
Put his ass on the bench? Play Snoop?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Come on.
Yeah,
go viral, Hugh.
No, I'm already trolling. I'm not going to go that far.
You might as well just take it the whole way.
We are here to entertain because we are professionals.
Say Tyler Huntley's better than Lamar Jackson.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
Jolly weighed in. Really does not like your Daniel Jones over Patrick Mahomes take.
Oh, he doesn't?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, is he not playing like the best quarterback in the NFL through eight weeks?
He said there are hot takes and there are volcanic takes.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what we do here. I'm a hot taken away.
Conveniently, nothing on Hugh putting Snoop Huntley at number two.
Yeah, seriously.
Because Jolly gets it. Jolly's a professional. He gets it. You got to let people say something. Some of y'all afraid to think outside the box, man. Not me.
Tyler Huntley.
I think outside the box all the time.
Tyler Huntley at number two.
I'll be outside the box every chance I get.
Tyler Huntley at number two is more outrageous than Daniel Jones at number one.
It's a little different. It's provocative. It's going to get you thinking, though. I mean, he did have a good game.
Yeah.
And these are weekly lists.
Yep.
And to be fair and balanced, like I always am, I mean, I had Spencer Rattler in my top 10 at one point. So
how'd that happen?
He had a good game, the one he got pulled.
What his contribution of the team was taken out?
He had a good QBR before he got pulled.
Oh, okay.
So I go on QBR, like the QBR rating.
Okay.
I do that. That's all right.
Well, I like it here. Good stuff.
I hope Jolly crushes you.
Jolly understands. He understands a good take when he hears.
Jolly won't come for you. Jolly respects you. He doesn't respect you.
Why are we not coming down his throat?
Yeah, that's great.
Why are we so lenient on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Insane, Jolly.
Daryl Morey's done a great job, at least in the draft. He's drafted good players. Jolly couldn't even refute that. He's done a good job in the draft. Edgecombe, McCain, Maxey, and this team has a core to build around. That's why they're competing for the Eastern Conference this year. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But one more segment left for us. Obviously talking a lot about the Eagles. They're standing in the NFC as we lead up to the trade deadline here. And the bye week, which, let's face it, the bye week's coming at a pretty convenient time for the Eagles right now. Obviously, Sixers as well, 4-0 start. You raising your expectations? Do you think that they can compete for an Eastern Conference championship? When we get back, a few things to do. Oh, no, we got you people coming up at the end of the show here, which I've been dreading. And we also need to make fun of New York for the state of mind they're in right now, a truly absurd idea that I heard on WFAN yesterday. So we'll get to that coming up next. Tom Kelly, Hugh Douglas, this is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
By now you've heard me talk about my favorite tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, people. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It'll be a touchdown at your tailgate this season. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry, head over to your local fine wine and good spirit stores and grab yourself a bottle or two of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember to tailgate responsibly.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera,
and I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.